Certified Burgers. How may I help you?
Hi, trying to get a hold of Adam, please.
Yeah, just 1 second.
Sure, thanks.
Hello?
Hey, Adam, how's it going? It's Dennis calling you.
Good.
Good, good. Hey, for whatever reason, my notes from earlier didn't save. What was your balance right now with your current loan?
That we were looking for?
So you're halfway paid into the Infinity loan?
I have
so
it, Tim.
What's that now? I'm sorry.
No, I was telling you, I have it. You can turn it off.
Oh.
No. There you go. She was still upstairs and she had the music still playing.
not a problem. So I just forgot to save my notes earlier. They didn't save for whatever reason, but you're about $15,000 owed on the current Infinity loan that you have?
I don't think it's quite that much, but it could be.
Okay.
No, I think I'm positive it's not quite that much. It's about 10 to 12.
About 10 to 12? Okay. And I'm just write that down. 10 to 12. And then, so what they're going to look at is they're going to look at the tax return. It got cut off a little bit at the top, but I can still use it because it shows the gross receipts on there of $148,675. Is that, so you're an LLC. Do you have a 1040 to go along with that or a Schedule K-1?
I do have a Schedule K-1.
Okay, yeah, they'll want the K-1 just to show the ownership percentage.
It's 50-50. I did that on another application. I mean, I can send those over.
If it's on the application, I can use that application, that's fine, but they just want to see the K-1s just to see it, you know, how underwriting is. They have to look at everything. So just the K-1s, and also being that both the construction company and the...
Then construction company we're not even going to deal with. We're just going to deal with the restaurant.
Right, but the revenue goes into the same bank account from the construction company, right?
Not this revenue that you're getting here, not from my tax returns.
Right, not from the tax returns.
That went to the Bank of America.
Okay, I was just looking at the... okay, let's see here. My only concern is that usually we'll end right around 10% of the annual sales, I see. Is the... And the revenues are looking good. They're looking more than, at least in January, you know, you had 41,000 deposits. I'm just trying to make up the difference of the tax return, because right now if we're lending 10% just based off the tax return, that's only going to be around 15,000, you know? So we wouldn't be able to pay off what you currently have. So with the tax return, with the bank statements, apologize, on there, that is going to show.
The fact is, you're looking at the tax return. We opened up October 3rd. We went to December. That's what you're seeing, $148,000 for those months.
October 3rd, December. Okay. October 3rd through December. That's perfect. That's all I need for an explanation. And so that's just going to be for that year 2015 is October 3rd through
December.
December. Alrighty.
Construction company was dealing from April of 2014 continuously. No money came into the construction company. All we did was build out the restaurant.
Okay.
We were our own contractors.
Gotcha. That's the way to do it. What would you see on pace to make this year with the restaurant?
We're averaging, well, that's what I said. We're averaging roughly about $20,000 a month.
Okay. So about $240 a year. Okay. That works. I'm going to say 275 because you'll probably get busier towards the holidays and stuff like that. So,
but that's why I put it there, 200,000.
Okay. Perfect. All right, that's all I needed. That makes complete sense. I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page. And then if you get the K-1s over, I'm going to submit it without the K-1s. Take your time.
I'm going to send them right now so you'll have them.
Okay. All right, bud. I appreciate that.
All right. Okay.
Thanks, Adam. You too. I'll talk to you later. Bye.